The Torah tells us that if a person kills someone else, he gets the death penalty. And one of the concepts is that if there were no fear of justice, then people would kill one another. We have that in the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. And if you notice, this seems to indicate that the reason for punishment is as a deterrent. Meaning, there are philosophical discussions as to why punish. Is it revenge? Is it a deterrent? We definitely see that the concept of being a deterrent exists in Chazal, that the Torah's punishments are there as a deterrent. The Rambam tells us that the four death penalties that the Torah gives are four separate mitzvot. The Ramban, Nachmanides, says no. There's one mitzvah to abolish evil from our midst. These are details of that mitzvah. The Torah tells us that a person who curses his parents gets a harsher death penalty than one who hits them, because it is more common that a person in his anger will curse his parents. So again, we need a stronger deterrent. So the Torah gave a greater death penalty, even though technically cursing them isn't so bad. There's another reason behind it, because cursing them is also desecrating God's name. It's not only desecrating their name. The Torah tells us what we have to pay for damages, but we also have to know that there is a prohibition against damaging. A person can't say, well, if I scratch his car, I'll act wildly in the parking lot, and if I end up scratching his car, I'll pay for it. That's wrong. There's a prohibition against damaging. If we damage, we must pay. A person can't say, well, let me damage and worse comes worse, I'll pay. That's wrong. The Torah tells us that we are responsible for watching our actions and watching our animals. Adam wad l'olam. But a human being is responsible forever. A person doesn't have the excuse, well, I was sleeping. If a person went to sleep next to someone else's vase, and as he was sleeping, he rolled over and knocked the vase over. We say, well, who told you to go to sleep there? If a person sits down on someone else's hat, well, you should have looked where you were sitting down. We don't accept this excuse, I didn't know, I couldn't have known. We're responsible for everything we do. A person has to take care not to harm anyone else. In the end of the parasha, the Torah tells us the mitzvah of the three yamim tovim. And the Torah couples it with Shabbos. Shabbos, on the one hand, is a reminder that God created the world and God also took us out of Egypt. But there is a philosophical concept in Shabbos, and that is that God wanted us to take 1/7 of our life and spend it on vacation. Here we see the balance that the Torah teaches us. We have a special mitzvah on Shabbos to have good food, not to work, to be at home with the family. We drink wine, everyone gets together in shul. The idea is everyone needs time to rest from their work. And the Torah told us the balanced way of resting is not to vegetate every night in front of the internet or the TV. It's not to go out on vacation once a year to Honolulu and do nothing with our time. No, it's to do it in a positive way, the way we know the mitzvot of Shabbat. The Yamim Tovim, on the other hand, they're there for a time of rejoicing. They're a time for the family to get together and the community to be more unified. We take Pesach, and Pesach is a holiday of 7 days. We commemorate leaving Egypt and its miracles, but we also want it to be noticeable that we're not eating chametz. If a person were to eat matzah only one day, so sometimes you don't eat bread, you only eat crackers. 7 days, no one goes 7 days without eating bread. Normal person eats the bread. So God gave us the mitzvah of Pesach for 7 days, so we would recognize, hey, this is a period that we're not eating chametz and we're eating matzah. And the concept behind it is that when things are going good, a person is supposed to think back and remember when things were not going good. And he should give thanks for the fact that now things are going good. That's concept number one. It teaches us to look back. Wait a second. There was a time when I was unemployed. There was a time when I was working at a horrible job. Now I'm okay. Let's think back to where things were and give thanks for the fact that things are this way today. The second thing is, when we think back to where we were, we eat the matzah, we eat the maror, we remember we were once a people of slaves, so that's supposed to drive us to be more modest. People sometimes use it the other way around. They say, look at how far we got. No, that's not the idea. The idea is, look at where we came from. The person's supposed to look back, and that's supposed to encourage him to be modest. Then we count the 50 days till Shavuos. We're counting to that great meeting. Ask a guy who's dating the person who he thinks is going to be his future wife. He counts the hours, the days, to when he's going to see her again. A person who's engaged and he's looking forward to the wedding. So he counts the days. That's Sfiras Omer. We have that oh so special meeting with our beloved, with Hashem, and we count the days. Shavuos is one day, because just like a wedding is one day, it was one day that God gave us the Torah. He united with us. And then we have Sukkos. What's the mitzvah of Sukkos? Sukkos, it comes at a time, the Torah tells us in our parsha, specifically after you've finished collecting your harvest, you aren't yet starting to plow the field for next year. It's that pause in between. God gives us a mitzvah. Build a hut. It's comfortable weather. Sit outside. You're free and be happy with all the good that Hashem has given you. That's Sukkos. A person's supposed to be happy on Sukkos. 7 days, when we sit in the Sukkah, we commemorate the miracles of the desert. And part of the concept of Sukkot is to have appreciation for Eretz Yisrael, that God gave us this great land of Israel. When we sit in the Sukkah, so we're out of the house. And that reminds us we were once nomads, we were once traveling throughout the desert. And then we got this beautiful land, the greatest land in the world, the most flourishing land in the world. We got homes. Hashem gave us, He fulfilled His promise to our forefathers, and we got this land of Israel. So that's one of the concepts of Sukkot. And then after the 7 days of Sukkot, God says, now you have a holiday with nothing special to do. Just be happy, just me and you. It's like a child comes and visits his parents and it's time to leave, and they say, give us one more day. One more day, but I got nothing to do that day. Right, just be with us. That's Shmini Atzeres. Hashem says, I want one more day with you, my kids. And Shmini Atzeres is giving thanks for this situation that we're in. We go back home. We're not out in the Sukkah. There's no special act for Shmini Atzeres. We don't take the lulav, the esrog. Nothing special. Just a holiday for the sake of having a holiday with Hashem, recognizing the blessings we've had and giving Hashem thanks for it. Shabbat Shalom.